Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As the court cases proceed against former state chemist Annie Ducan, the Massachusetts legal community continues to grapple with the fallout from the scandal at the state drug lab in Jamaica Plain. Ducan appeared in two courts yesterday to face more charges of manipulating drug evidence at the lab and potentially compromising tens of thousands of criminal cases. As WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, district attorneys are pleading for more state resources to review the cases, while some defense attorneys say the scandal may grow even bigger.
"Abandon hope, all ye who enter here." That Dante quote is prominently posted on a wall in what's known as the War Room in the offices of Essex County District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett. He's assigned six attorneys to work in the room reviewing cases potentially affected by the drug lab scandal.
"So I have people with very heavy caseloads now picking these cases up. And as you can imagine, it's very time-consuming going through each file on an individual basis, which has to be done."
So far, Blodgett's office has identified about 5,400 cases where drugs were tested by former chemist Annie Ducan at the now-closed state drug lab in Jamaica Plain. Only 10 people in his county have been released.
"We're still really at the fingertip stage of these, because the cases that have been reviewed are cases which Annie Ducan had been involved. And these are just for people who are currently incarcerated. That's not including other cases in which people have been charged, they're out on bail. We're not even close to being in the real meat of this."
The Massachusetts District Attorneys Association says 10 of the state's 11 DAs have cases where Ducan was involved in the testing. The one DA not immediately affected, Northwestern District Attorney David Sullivan, has other problems. His office has asked for an audit of the drug lab in Amherst after a chemist there was charged with evidence tampering. That chemist, Sonia Farrakh of Northampton, at one time worked with Ducan at the lab in Jamaica Plain. Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz says that raises more questions.
"I think all of us DAs have experienced people calling saying, is this case Commonwealth versus John Doe, was that a Ducan case? And now in this instance of this new chemist, I'm sure that we're going to have to restart because we weren't looking for another chemist at that point."
Cruz says at this point his office has identified more than 300 Ducan-related cases and an unknown number of defendants have been released. And state prosecutors aren't the only ones combing through their files. In the basement of his Andover law offices, criminal defense attorney John Valerio has a war room of his own.
"This is my file storage room.
It looks like it's a vault."
"That's about what it is. It's a rolling file cabinet like you find in registries of deeds and things like that."
"And you've had to go through all of these thousands of cases to see if they're involved, if they're Annie Ducan involved?"
"One by one by one."
Valerio's representing at least a dozen people charged with drug crimes based on evidence that Ducan tested. He says in one of those cases, Ducan was not listed as the testing chemist on the official drug certification. But in documents supporting that certification, she is listed as the testing chemist. So Valeria wonders whether Ducan was involved in even more than the 34,000 potentially compromised cases already identified.
"I can only conclude that Ms. Ducan, quite possibly as she's admitted in other instances, may have forged the signatures of other chemists, or other chemists may have signed this sheet unwittingly. We still have more work to do in terms of discovery on this particular case."
Valerio also questions whether the state has come up with a uniform way to address these cases. He says cases are handled differently depending on which court he's in, and there are some courts where cases are just stalled. But the district attorneys bristle at that and say many of these cases are complicated, often involving charges beyond the drugs allegedly involved. Essex County DA Jonathan Blodgett says prosecutors are bearing the brunt of having to correct a mistake they didn't make.
"This was a problem that is the administration's problem. It was caused by lack of oversight, and nobody in the criminal justice system did anything wrong here. This was a chemist that was hired from the executive branch. It wasn't anything that had to do with people who are on my side of the ledger, frankly.
Blodgett is among the district attorneys criticizing state lawmakers for not yet acting on a supplemental budget request that includes $12 million for DAs to handle these cases. Both the House Speaker and the Chair of the House Ways and Means Committee did not return requests for comment on the status of that budget request. And as for Annie Dukin, she appeared in two courtrooms yesterday to face arraignments on obstruction of justice charges. She entered not guilty pleas, and she remains free on $10,000 bail. Her case, though, could change as well, as the state attorney general and inspector general continue to investigate. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.